South Carolina! South Carolina!
You are getting a free car! Oh, wait, that's the actual Oprah show. Some talk show host lady named Oprah, I think, hit the campaign trail on behalf of Barack Obama this weekend, Allison.
Yes.
Her Oprahness sold out appearances in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
What I know is that disappointment doesn't have to be normal anymore. For the first time, I'm stepping out of my pew because I've been inspired. I've been inspired to believe that a new vision is possible for America.
He is one of her favorite things.
Let's go to church. Let's do that. Aswini Anburajan is a reporter for NBC and National Journal. She was with the Oprama tour in Iowa and South Carolina, and she joins us now by telephone. Hi, Aswini.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on. So who showed up for these rallies?
Everyone, I would say.
Everyone in America.
Just the state of South Carolina.
And, I mean, to put into perspective for you, think about this. About 18,000 people showed up in Des Moines, Iowa. That's a tenth of the caucus-going population. I mean, almost a fifth of it, if you think about it, because in 2004, about 100,000 people caucused across the entire state. So when you think about the number of people coming out, it's absolutely extraordinary. South Carolina, which you were playing the sound from there, and I was laughing because we were on the press risers, and our mouths just literally dropped open, and someone said, whoa, when the crowd just screamed, and they didn't stop when she came out on the stage.
Who was there?
You always know that Oprah's popular, but actually, like, see people react to her is unbelievable.
Was it mostly women? Was it mostly African American? Mostly white? I mean, could you get a sense? Who was there?
In Des Moines and in Iowa, there was a great cross section of people. Someone joked it was a Benetton ad. You probably saw all the diversity you probably could see in Iowa in those rooms.
If Benetton had 60-year-old women as its models, right?
Definitely. But in Des Moines, there was a great. It was a pretty strong cross section. There were a lot of minorities there. There was obviously a tremendous number of white voters. Lots and lots and lots of women, as is expected, but a lot of men also, and not just Democrats. Tons of Republicans were there. I found a little gaggle of Giuliani supporters who were very unimpressed by Barack Obama. Left within 5 minutes of him speaking, but cheered Oprah and were really excited to see her, and said that it's a credit to him that he has someone so eloquent to endorse him. So, I mean, she's really someone that reaches out across all kinds of people. In South Carolina, the crowd was overwhelmingly African American. It seemed like it was almost all women. There were, of course, men there, but the majority were women. I mean, just lines and lines and lines of women waiting in line. A lot of them older. About 11% of African-American women older than 55 watch Oprah on a daily basis. So you can imagine, like, what kind of crowd that she drew in that state.
Aswini, did she talk politics at all, or was she just basically there to be a cheerleader for Obama?
She was, it was an artful way of talking about politics, I would put it this way. She gave a pretty long preamble, especially in her first speech in Des Moines. She seemed a little nervous, actually, when she came out on stage, and she referenced that. And she joked about her book club and said, you know, I know the pundits say that I sell books so I can sell votes. I don't assume to do something like that. I think what she stressed more than anything were that these were, as she called them, dangerous times, and that she needed someone who she felt that she could actually finally believe in. So it was far more of a cheerleading pep rally for Barack Obama, saying that he's an evolved leader, he's inspirational, he can bring the change. She had this quote about from the autobiography of Jane Pittman, and she quoted the main character saying, going up to all these young children saying, are you the one? Are you the one? And she ended her speech like that, saying that Barack Obama is the one for her, and she thinks that he's the one for most people. The only real political point that she stressed strongly was her opposition to the Iraq war.
Let's hear a little bit more from Oprah in South Carolina, kind of talking about, how seriously she does take this.
I'm not here to tell you what to think. A lot of people say, am I thinking this is going to be like my book club? You know, I get lots of people to read books. That's a very good thing. But I got some sense. I know the difference between a book club and this seminal moment in our history.
I saw an amazing headline or photo, I guess, spread in the Boston Herald today, bostonherald.com. It had a huge picture of Oprah, and the headline was, "Winfrey wows 'em in bid to boost what's-his-name." Did people connect the dots that this was for Barack Obama, or did she overshadow him?
There's no question her speech overshadowed him. She was incredibly eloquent, but I think that everybody knew that this was Barack Obama. And the difference is that this wasn't necessarily a political crowd. I talked to a ton of people, especially in Iowa, where they'd never caucused before. This is a new population that the campaign is bringing in. So in the sense of what's his name, perhaps these are voters that are getting acclimated and acquainted with Barack Obama for the first time. Like, I found this wonderful group of women, all in their 50s, very boisterous, I mean, hardcore Oprah fans, and had never caucused before, and now we're open to doing it because of Oprah. Were they necessarily going to caucus for Barack Obama? Not really. I mean, there were two of them who are pretty conservative. But one of them was. She was considering it because of him. And I think in that sense of, like, is there, you know, was she the main draw? Of course. But people's ears were open to Obama's message because of it.
At any point did Barack Obama jump on a couch and talk about Katie Holmes? Because that is not working out for Tom Cruise.
When he came out, he definitely gave her a big hug, I would say. And they danced on stage in South Carolina. They ended it beautifully. I think I wrote in my piece that it was this wonderfully choreographed political moment. Like, the music is rising. They come on stage. They dance together, the three of them. The crowd starts dancing. It was just it was a really infectious atmosphere. I mean, I think the press had a lot of fun covering it. I think the crowd had a great time also.
Meanwhile, somewhere in Iowa, Hillary Clinton cried into a waffle breakfast by herself. Sweeney,
well,
Amber, what's that? What's that?
Chelsea was there.
Yeah, then no, they had.
She was drying her mother's tears.
Yeah, Chelsea gave her a back rub. It's all right, Mom. Sweeney, Amber John from NBC and National Journal, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Funny part of that, apparently the crowd started cheering, Oprah for vice president, and Obama said, you know, that's a demotion for her. Do you get that?
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we're going to talk about the Roma culture in America, kind of little understood group of people who have their own sort of legal system, except now some of them are taking their problems to the U.S. legal system.
And the most emailed article at the New York Times today, the 53 places to go in 2008. We won't run through all of them. One or two. Iran? Laos?
Seriously?
Lisbon? Stick around, it's the BPP.